I want to talk about the power of story and why the stories we tell ourselves matter so much. Both of my daughters are competitive swimmers, and I was volunteering as a timer at one of their divisional swim meets. While standing in the lane, getting more and more wet with every passing heat — a heat, by the way, is a group of swimmers who are lining up to compete for their individual race — I saw hundreds of kids line up to swim that day. There were two children in particular, both about the same age, both came from the same socioeconomic strata, both had the same athletic level, and even had the same color hair. But there was a key difference in the two children. Child number one, as he walked up to the starting block, this child was nervous, inward, and fidgety, and actually said aloud to himself, "I'm not going to do well today. I haven't had a good week in practice. I know I'm going to come in last." Child number two, as he walked up to the starting block, his body language was totally different. He physically prepared himself, stretched out his arms and legs. He went all Michael Phelps, bounced around a little bit as he was warming up, and he actually said aloud, "I'm going to kill it today. I'm going to crush my time." You already know what happened. The first child came in second to last in his heat. The second child beat his previous time by over 16 seconds. In swimming, that kind of time reduction is huge and worth celebrating. The difference between these two children of the same age, same athletic level, same socioeconomic status, same team, same coach, was the story they told themselves. The one with the negative story manifested a negative outcome that he predicted for himself. The one with the positive story manifested an extremely positive outcome that he predicted for himself. The neighborhood of our mind is actually a very dangerous place to be if we're not careful. We can allow negative thoughts to manifest negative outcomes in our life. The majority of people have a negative bias. That is why it's so critical that we take an active and conscious role in cleaning up the neighborhood of our mind. We need to change the stories that we persistently tell ourselves. When we are tempted to say, "I'm not sure that today's going to be a good day," guess what's going to happen? You're not going to have a good day. We need to actively capture that statement, forgive ourselves for having it, and turn it around immediately and say, "I know I have a lot going on, but I'm going to kill it today. I'm going to crush this project. Today is going to be an awesome day." This is not about creating phony, unsustained hype, but rather actively and intentionally setting the tone and creating a habit for how you and I will behave and how the circumstances around us will unfold to the best of our ability to influence them. We are the creators of our world and the creators of our experience within it. We get what we expect, and what we expect to get is a product of our own persistent thoughts, words, actions, and stories. So tell yourself a different story today and act in line with that story. Go crush your time today. Hey guys, thanks for watching and listening. Hit the subscribe button and you'll never miss an episode. And check out some of these other clips from the podcast.